New Testament summary. It is over 6 centuries since Babylon captivity and over 4 centuries since the last leader to rise to the level of the other prophets. Again, humanity, more so the Israelite nation, has slipped into an irrecoverable downward spiral. Their only hope is Jesus, the Savior, God in human form, the perfect role model, the perfect teacher, the perfect leader. In what way does New Testament contrast with the Old Testament? It is the same God, his character, word, relationship with us, the wickedness of man, behavior of God's people. It is only our perception and understanding that has increased with the revelation of Jesus. In the Old Testament, there are imperfect people communicating a perfect message, imperfect people practicing a perfect law. Jesus never says the law is irrelevant. He condemns the practice of it, a practice based on works, not faith. Jesus speaks, demonstrates, and fulfills the law. Hebrews 1. The New Testament content is summarized as follows. The Gospels, life and teachings of Jesus. The Acts of the Apostles, Paul's letters, other letters. And the Revelation, a grand, majestic finale. The New Testament brings to us the unveiling, 2 Corinthians, through Jesus Christ, Son of God, his nature, his plans, the power of his salvation to those who believe. The Father, the usage of God as Father is much more in the New Testament after Jesus refers and introduces him as a Father in Luke 5, 1 John 3, etc. The only Savior, Acts 4, also Philippians 3, 1 Timothy 1. The perfect leader and role model, in Christ's words, Matthew 16, Paul's words, 1 Corinthians 11, Peter's words, 1 Peter 2, John's words, 1 John 2. He's also the perfect Spirit, Christ's virtual presence in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 1 Peter 11. The New Testament brings to us the Word of God. Christ, the embodiment of God's Word, Psalm 33, Matthew 4. The future, Matthew 24, Revelation, etc. The scattering and regathering of Israel through immense struggle is clearly evident with the struggle over centuries and its rebirth in 1948 by no human hand. Today, Israel is the only Jehovah-worshipping nation in the world. It's coming together for Christ's second coming, ushering in a new era. Are we established in his kingdom practices to welcome the new kingdom on earth?